Parashat Va'etchanan. The pasuk says in Parasha, "Venas el achat min ha'arim ha'el v'chai." The Torah is talking about the unintentional murderer that must exile himself into a city of refuge, Ir Miklat. And the Torah says that he must run to that city v'chai, and he must live. The Gemara in Makot understands from that word v'chai that it's incumbent upon the community to supply for that murderer all life-sustaining items. For example, they must provide him with food, with drink, with clothes, with shelter, with sustenance, all his physical needs in order that he could be living. But the Gemara says something that is quite fantastic, and the Rambam confirms it in his halakha. The Rambam writes that if that fellow is a student, his rabbi must also go into exile with him. And the Rambam explains, because a fellow without wisdom, a fellow without the study of Torah, without his rabbi, is not considered alive. It's not considered life. And since the Torah says, v'chai, so therefore we must provide him with true life, which is the study of Torah. Now some might say that although I don't learn, but I'm alive. I fulfill all the bodily functions. I eat, I sleep, I exercise. I'm involved in enjoying life as well. Why is it that the Torah considers somebody that does not learn and does not study as if he's devoid from life? Hakamim explained that we're made up of two parts. We're made up of a physical body and a spiritual body. What separates us from animals is our spiritual body. Without a spiritual side of us, man is no different than an animal. So many people believe that they're alive, but it's the existence of an animal. They're living a physical life, and that's the existence of behemoth, you'll forgive me. And therefore, if one wants to truly live according to the Torah life, that's only through studying. And therefore, since the pasuk says v'chai, you have to live as a human being. And to live as a human being is only if you're studying Torah. Breathing and eating is not enough. That is a lower level. That's the animal kingdom. But the Torah level of the understanding of what life is only those that study. To the extent that this man has to have his rabbi be exiled with him in order to provide him hayim, in order to provide him life. Modern medicine and technology has added many years to people's life. However, our message today is that we must add life to our years. And the way to add life to our years is only through the study of Torah. Shabbat Shalom.